this episode, we'll continue our discussion on quality and safety, which remains a pressing concern in this era of COVID and requires a strong program to engage everyone in the organization, from leadership to physicians. I'm your host, Dr. Tom Villanueva, Principal for Operations and Quality at Vizient and Practicing Internist. I welcome back Charlene Sanders, Senior Consultant Director at Vizient, to discuss quality and safety. Charlene, glad to have you back.
Glad to be back, Tom.
So one issue that we tend to deal with a lot around the country is in reference to executive buy-in, if you will. So how do you gain executive buy-in for your quality agenda?
It takes a strategy, and it takes the ability to tell when the messaging isn't effective. So always improving on the messaging so that you can truly get clarity around where the priorities are. Once you can gain executive buy-in, that's going to really move the program in a positive way. But it's a mix of providing the data sometimes to people who don't have the patience for the data details or who just want to know the outcome and not the details of the data, if that makes sense. But communicating in the right manner to either the medical staff, to the board quality, and to your executive leaders. So you don't get caught up in explaining and describing and questioning the data, but you talk about what you need from them to move the issue forward, to get the results that you need from them. And sometimes that's telling the story with data, but also sometimes that's bringing in that patient story. And we've heard a lot in the last few years about the power of telling the patient story. And when you can find that mix of telling the impact of care that's happened to our patients and connecting that back to what the data shows, then you've got a very well-rounded messaging to your leaders and even to the bedside staff.
That's actually a very good point, but it's not all about reputation when it comes to quality. I mean, there's dollars behind all this, isn't there?
Yes, and more so today than ever.
Can you give us some examples?
I think that early on in value-based purchasing, pay-for-performance, we were pretty focused on it. And then we realized that maybe we didn't see the returns or see the impact financially to organizations. So I've seen a lot of organizations back off of the focus of that. And yet today, it's becoming more important because we're seeing staff shortages, physician shortages. So telling the quality story, connecting it to the financial impact is vital to organizations, to their quality program.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. So as we mentioned in the previous episode, sometimes you can just get completely lost in the data. And what we suggest lots of times is just to have a dashboard. So what measures would you include in a leadership dashboard? And then if you start going into the service line level, what would you suggest that be part of that dashboard?
Definitely include your strategic plans and what quality metrics will fall into the strategic planning. Also, take into account the national scorecards and the priorities from the national scorecards. You want to tell a blend of the areas you know you're doing well in and the areas that really should be a priority to clinical care and that are impacting your value-based purchasing results.
How about the importance of actually sharing those dashboards with the end user clinician?
I think that's important. In the past, we kept those dashboards at a strategic level, reporting them to, you know, the executive team or to the board quality. But I think the more you can communicate to your physicians and let them see the results, that will help move the dial.
You know, as a practicing physician, the most important thing, at least for me, you know, and actually I know I can speak for the greater majority of my colleagues, is that we want to provide great care. We want to provide quality care. But at the same time, you're dealing with an environment that's completely overwhelming. So how do you engage physicians in quality, and particularly quality initiatives?
My best recommendations are to get creative, and as creative as you possibly can be. It's important to meet physicians where they're at. In the past, we all thought we had to have an hour-long meeting to discuss an issue. And I don't know about you and your experience, but I've had physicians walk out of meetings or refuse to come back to meetings because it's not pertinent to them.
I used to be one of them.
Well, and I can't blame them. You know, we're all tied. Time is vital to all of us. So how to get that messaging out in a creative way? So I've worked with organizations that only have 30-minute meetings or stand-up meetings. Or we've also in the past identified a provider that we know would be the most critical of an initiative that we were kicking off in the quality area. So we worked with that physician. The goal of that is if you can bring in your toughest critics and get their buy-in, it really does help move the dial. And in a case I remember in the past, I had a physician who was very critical of any initiative that we kicked off in the organization. So we asked him to be our physician advisor, created the case for change for him and the impact it would have on his practice and the practice of his fellow physicians. And he said to us, I will do this because I'm intrigued, but don't ask me to come to any meetings. So we met with him in the hall. We had 5-minute meetings with him with the specific questions that we needed answered from him. And it was the fastest implementation we'd ever had of an initiative in that particular organization. From start to finish, it was 2 months, and it was a very successful initiative.
That's a great idea. So let's talk about patient safety huddles. I mean, what's really the best structure behind a daily patient safety huddle?
I think patient safety huddles are one of the most creative and important initiatives in patient safety and quality in several years. It gets everyone in the room and talking about what's going on a concurrent basis about quality. But it has to be done in an effective way. I believe that when it's driven and led by the executive team, even preferably the CEO, that helps to bring the importance of the safety huddle to everyone. I was in an organization where they had kicked off a safety huddle, and it was looked upon like every other meeting, optional. Mm-hmm. And the CEO of that particular organization stopped the meeting, had those folks that were missing called in, and had them called down to the meeting right at that time. And that set the tone for the rest of the safety huddle. So stressing the key importance of that from the executive leader is vital to making it successful.
What great leadership, and what a great role in leadership. How about engaging your hospitalists when it comes to your patient safety huddles?
It's great to have them there. They're at the bedside. And some organizations do this differently. The hospitalists will come in when they have something to talk about. So maybe, you know, a sentinel event occurred on the unit and they wanted to talk about it, or something serious. But having them on a routine basis would be helpful. And if you do safety huddles appropriately, they really are 15 minutes. So you're not taking that much time from your provider.
Couldn't agree more. So is it possible to be nimble in today's environment? I mean, we've talked about safety huddles. We've talked about other meetings. And still you're dealing with your daily clinical challenge. I mean, can you really do all this work?
It's tough. But if you can take the approach of being nimble and being creative is going to support your program. It's going to make it a stronger program. It's easy to get discouraged, especially in today's environment. But if you're able to think on your feet, strategize at the moment, stay as current as you can with your data and your outcomes, create an effective safety huddle, and look towards what can I do today to get the messaging across, to get the data correct, and to engage everyone in the quality program. That will help to create a nimble program.
So Charlene, let's put it all together. What will you tell us to be top of mind about quality and safety?
Recognizing that the past couple years have been really difficult to quality and safety, but I also think that brings the quality agenda forward and top of mind right now. Just as I started out, being creative with your quality messaging and focus is going to be helpful. And staying focused on the right items, not getting distracted by the noise. Also, recognize you're not alone in this struggle today. Everyone's struggling. We're all doing the best we can. And supporting each other is going to be really important. Benchmarking amongst your peers is going to be really important.
Well, that's all the time we have for this episode. I want to thank Charlene Sanders for joining us.